all you have to do is go out and meet people on a daily basis, and they're either telling you that they're unemployed or they're heading to Australia or to America, or else they're at jobs which are not properly waged, surviving wages instead of a living wage. I think the reality here is that the government is trying to hoodwink the people once again to say that there's been job creation in Donegal. I think that any jobs that are being created in Donegal are very few. I think the wages that come along with any jobs that we've seen this last number of years are very low, and like I says, all they are a surviving wage and not a living wage.
Some will argue that figures don't lie. The increase of 311 jobs is good news for the economy, but you're saying the idea of a recovery here in Donegal is false.
Any employment is good news as long as it's paid properly. But the reality here is that we've seen thousands upon thousands of people emigrate. We've seen thousands of people on the dole queues. And unfortunately, we're coming up to an election now, and government parties will spin because that's what political parties generally do.